Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Wednesday, August 6th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. Thank you for all those text messages and those questions, those inquiries. Greatly appreciate that. Good conversation with Rusty Chatfield. And one thing that I want to make sure that we talk about, not only the website, northernbible.org. If you go there, you'll see it's Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church and Northern Michigan Christian Academy. They got a picture of the building, the gym, the parking lot. They have, like you said, a baseball diamond and a soccer field. This is a community-based church and community-based school. Now, one question I need you to think about. Does your family have young people in school, kindergarten through 12th grade? Your own children, perhaps grandchildren, or maybe you don't have any children still at home, but you have neighbors, you have friends, you have people that belong to different organizations, maybe even your own church or next door neighbor. Got a kind of a task, a homework assignment. If you're up here in Northern Michigan listening on 97.7 FM, ask yourself this question. Who do I know and who could I potentially talk to about sending their kids to Northern Michigan Christian Academy? Who do I know is not happy with the public schools? They're not happy with their agenda. They're not happy with the things going on in the school. They've mentioned them to you, but you maybe didn't know about the Northern Michigan Christian Academy. You didn't know about the school. You learned about it today in listening to Pastor Chatfield talk about it. Who would you be willing to talk to have them text me, or you text me and send them the information? Text me school, and I send you the information. And you tell them to call the school to set up a meeting with Pastor Chatfield so he can meet with the parents and the children. Because here is the bottom line to all of this. So many people contact me after the show. Been doing it since April of 2012. I no sooner get off the microphone at 12 noon, or sometimes it's in the afternoon or early evening, people say, I heard you talking about this subject on the radio. Education, young people. It's one of our missions for this show that we talk about it. Because we have to train our replacement. Being a parent, being a grandparent, being a great-grandparent comes with responsibilities. And part of that responsibilities is making sure that our young people, our posterity, continue the tradition of our family, your family, whatever that is. Well, Trucker, we don't go to church every Sunday. That's okay. Do you have faith? Are you a believer? Absolutely. Okay, well then, if that's the case, maybe you can do something that changes the direction of your family. Or perhaps a neighbor's family. Maybe by learning about the school and they choosing to send their child there, or children, they give a discount, by the way. If your family's larger, you have 2-3 kids, they work out a discount plan for your family. It's not a full $3,000. I don't know exactly the breakdown, but that's something you can talk to Rusty Chatfield about. But by sharing this information, and this could be somebody like, you go out to dinner tonight, and you see a young woman there as the waitress, and you ask her, do you have children? Yes, I do. Do you mind if I ask, where do they go to school? Well, they go to school here in town. Are you happy with the education they're getting? Not really. But it's our school. It's convenient. You know, they walk there, or they take the bus or whatever. Well, would you want to learn a little bit about an alternative Christian school? Well, as soon as you say Christian school, that might turn them off. That's fine. But we just need to talk about it. Because if we are able to get more kids to come to this school this year, Labor Day's coming. Well, that's less kids that are being taught the indoctrination agenda that's going on in our public schools. I talk about it all the time. The people who hate me talking about it are going to blow up my phone. They're going to attack me. They're going to leave me nasty voicemails. I get it. When you do that, by the way, all you do is give me more motivation to talk about it. So please attack me today. Today is Open Wound Wednesday. Bring it. Text me, voicemail me, call me this afternoon and start swearing at me. I get it. I'll pray for you. The point of the matter is this. If you have an opportunity to reach out to family members or people that you know up here in northern Michigan who have children, especially young children, Pastor Chatfield's talked about this before on the radio. I believe it's the preamble to the Declaration of Independence. In order to graduate kindergarten, the young kids have to recite the preamble to the Declaration of Independence. In order to advance to the first grade, I can't even recite the preamble to the Declaration of Independence by heart. They memorize it. I could be wrong. It could be the preamble to the Constitution, but I believe it's the Declaration of Independence. And the thing of it is that they instruct the kids in a biblical worldview. This is not a normal education process that kids in public schools are exposed to. Well, our kids are older. They've already, you know, gone through elementary school. They're in junior high. How's that working out for you? Do your children respect you? Do they honor the mother, the father, whoever's in the household? Do they honor the grandparents? Are they respectful? Are they the best child they could be? Or is there room for improvement in their attitude? Room for improvement in basically being a good citizen of our community? This is important, people. God only knows how much more time we have on this earth. And we have to absolutely train our replacements. If you are listening to this show and are perhaps a regular listener, you have a belief system, you have values, you have principles, you have things that you operate your life with that are probably maybe in sympatico with what we talk about on this show every day. When I'm talking about a story, you text me, we interact, you're part of the radio family. Well, if you take this task serious, you text me school, I send you the contact information, I send you the website, northernbible.org, and you're able to, northernbible.org, and share that website with people, or better yet, give Pastor Chatfield a call, 231-548-2216, 2216. And you go and meet with him. You take the tour of the school, the facilities, and sit down with him at his desk, and he explains to you exactly what they do and what they're willing to do for your child or your grandchild. I can't think of a better way to help improve our community here in Northern Michigan. I get text messages, I get phone calls all the time. Sheboygan Public Schools, they're teaching them this. They have, you know, gay pride flags everywhere. Well, they don't have those flags at Northern Michigan Christian Academy. Boys play boys' sports. Girls play girls' sports. And they understand that. It's a process of not only educating the child, but instilling principles and values into them. Not just a education, but a foundation of being a good, productive, responsible, contributing citizen to our community. So text me school, just to have the information text messaged to you, and talk to some people. Let's see how many kids we can get to attend the school, Northern Michigan Christian Academy, starting this fall. I challenge you to do it for us. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods. They all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. I got a text message from one of our listeners. I'm not going to mention any names, but he says, I know a lady that sends her kids there to Northern Michigan Christian Academy. She, the mother, loves it. The kids love it. And if you want good kids in the end, you need to send them there. Public schools, not going to turn out good for the kids. One of the things, the mother's first name is Joy. Okay, I greatly appreciate that. I'll follow up with Pastor Chatfield. One thing you have to understand, and this is heavy on my heart this morning. And the reason it's heavy on my heart is because Vicki and I have a new great-grandbaby. Our granddaughter, Ashley, she's a public school teacher. She's married to Dan. Her husband is a Southfield police officer. They live in Madison Heights. Ashley is an elementary school teacher. She had taught kindergarten. Well, after having Emmy, our new great grandbaby, and going through the process of being somewhat needed in a different grade, she's now third grade teacher. And it's kind of ironic because a lot of her third graders had her as their kindergarten teacher. Well, now she's no longer Miss Adamick. She's Mrs. Palmateer. So it's kind of interesting dynamic. And in talking with Ashley, hearing what she is teaching in the public schools compared to what Pastor Chatfield and their teachers are teaching at Northern Michigan Christian Academy, it's amazing. And as I look at this soon-to-be two-year-old, she calls Vicki and I Gigi. Great-grandma, great-grandpa. Hi, Gigi. Love you. She's just learning how to talk. She's so cute. Love my little Emmy. Well, what kind of future are they going to have? Because I know, of course, Emmy's going to go to a public school. She is going to go through a public education because her mother, my granddaughter, Ashley, is a public school teacher. And it absolutely breaks my heart that this cute little baby is going to be indoctrinated into what Ashley and the other public schools teachers are teaching down in Oakland County, Michigan. while they have Christian schools available, Ashley and Dan are not going to send her to a Christian school. And it absolutely breaks my heart. And the thing of it is, as I look at these kids up here in northern Michigan, don't get me wrong, a lot of kids in public schools, because of their parents, are good kids. I've met quite a few of these young people going to different various public events. People who listen to the show want to come up and talk to me. They bring their kids. Oh, hey, Trucker, I'd like you to meet my son or my daughter. And they appear to be normal kids. They don't have purple hair. They don't have green hair. You know, they don't have piercings in their nose and all over the place. Look like, appear to be normal young people. And I appreciate that. But I stop and think about what if the parents had texted me school and they had talked to Pastor Chatfield and they talked to the teachers and they saw basically how they teach and what they teach at Northern Michigan Christian Academy and chose to send their kids there. Could that change that young person's life? Could that change the direction of their life? Where they learn reading, writing, arithmetic the good old-fashioned way from a biblical worldview perspective as opposed to what they're getting in the public schools. So again, I task you to text me school just so you have the information in your phone, and if you run into somebody or happen to be talking with somebody, that you can share the phone number with them to give them a call at the school. Or have them check it out online, because it's in the screenshot that I'm going to text you. My phone will automatically send you the screenshot when you text me school. I don't have to do it. It's all set up on my phone. NorthernBible.org website, Pastor Chatfield's cell phone number, and the phone number to the school. Just tell them, hey, give this guy a call and schedule a tour of the school. Drive over there, bring your child with you. Let them hear and see what you're potentially thinking about doing. And grandparents up here in northern Michigan, if your children are living up here, your grandkids are up here, you need to do this for your grandkids. Work it out together. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole.